welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We're coming to you today from our new studio and office.
Yeah, we are. We've had a couple of technical difficulties getting this podcast recorded.
That's true.
We have some equipment set up, and also we have a cat tent, cat toys in this new office because it's bigger. And Honeybee was very distracting, so I don't know how many times we tried to start over, but here we go again. I think we can do it this time.
I think we can too, but between the new laptop, so we'll have some mobile recording opportunities,
mobile recording.
And the cat in the background, we were really struggling to get going on this one.
So I think we're okay now.
I think we're good to go. But as I said, we are podcasting and recording today in the new office setup. It's a much larger space. We've moved all of the farm stuff in here. Everything from bookkeeping to the materials to do cat toys.
Yeah. Before, when we would make cat toys, we would have to go to several different rooms just to get the materials. We didn't have the sewing machine set up. It's a portable machine, and usually that was somewhere on the floor or something.
Right, stuck in a closet.
Room. Yeah, stuck in a closet or something. So now we have a cabinet for the sewing machine. We have the sewing machine set up. We have all the stuffing material, the catnip, lavender, fabric, the shears, thread. We are set up for cat toys. So
we
don't have to
go to
12 rooms just to make one cat toy. Because it was not efficient. And so, you know, we would put it off sometimes because, you know, it would take forever just to collect the materials.
And we are at the point, we're in the nick of time, we need cat toys.
Yeah,
we are just about out of stock.
Yeah, we are. And that's one of our most popular items, of course.
It has
Why wouldn't it be?
Right. So that's starting to feel really good, very cohesive for us to have a space for the farm to operate out of in terms of an office space. And we are really growing and taking some huge steps in the business right now.
Yeah, we really are. Now that we're free to be able to set some new goals for our business. And I think this office just really kind of seems like this was kind of a tipping point for us.
It really was. And we have expanded and grown by leaps and bounds just over the past week.
Right. And the last week we really have. And we're much more efficient. We have all of our mailers right here so that we have online orders. We can put those together. We were pretty quick. I think we did a pretty good job with that.
We were quick, but again, stuff was scattered.
Yeah, go to several different rooms, cause stress. Why do that to yourself? We're kind of into that, you know, let's take the stress level down a little.
Absolutely. And part of doing that is becoming more efficient and organized
right
in our business processes.
Yes. So the office still needs some work. It was my old work office, so you know, we've got some of my stuff still in here we have to do something with. And
yes,
right now we have cords running everywhere just to record this podcast because we just got the new laptop.
We did.
And you had to reset mics and find places for those. So, but it's going to work. This is going to be fabulous.
It absolutely is. And as I mentioned, we're going to be able to take the podcast mobile.
Yeah.
Which is something we've wanted to do for a while.
Yep, we have.
I need to get just a couple more tweaks down on the new laptop. Still downloading programs and things like that. But we are going to do this.
Yeah, we have just really, as you said, we've really made a lot of changes just within about the last week or week and a half.
Yes.
In terms of business growth.
So that's just been extremely exciting for us. and things that we will be able to grow and share with all of you who listen to our podcast, follow our blogs, follow our social media, and come to the markets or the mercantile.
Right. So, yeah, we're excited. And we have found, though, that retirement is not so slow.
Not for us.
It's no, not. This week we kind of, I mean, here we are. This is Saturday that we're recording. And we kind of feel like we have had about an 80-hour week, maybe more.
Maybe, but it's been good.
It has been very good. So, but we're doing what we love. And to do that is, you know, I loved my job before, but this is different. I mean, I can be a creative.
Yes.
And there's not a better feeling to me to be able to create products or to take photos that make people happy.
Absolutely. And that is just something that we want to continue to grow in and develop our own creative talents as we move forward in this business and this life.
Yeah, we built a business and it's fun.
It's way fun.
But it's not easy.
No, if you are thinking about starting a business, know that you are in for a lot of work. But if it is in your passion area, it kind of doesn't always feel like work.
No, it is work. And at the end of the day, you're going to be feel physically tired, but somehow emotionally, and I don't know, it's so much better.
I do love this.
I'm happy. And, you know, we are working harder than ever. But we are seeing the fruit of that. And
yes,
I think
we are.
Instantly almost. And you don't really get that. I mean, I'm surprised that we are already seeing growth where we've had an increase in online sales, which we usually don't have those much during market season. But I appreciate it. So all those of you who continue to encourage us and support us, thank you so much.
We do appreciate everything that we hear in feedback on all of those social media channels, email, but also just when you come to the market and talk to us and tell us about how you've used either some of the produce or the balms or anything like that. We just really love hearing that.
We do. Yeah. Today I heard one of the things that we've been selling lately are these Fingerling Gourmet potatoes, which are unbelievable. Our grower, Martha, is the one that's growing those. She specializes in especially those potatoes. She can do the Fingerling potatoes better than anyone. I mean, she is really, I would say, a master potato grower. She's really good at it. She's very particular about what she does. But I heard more people today that were buying potatoes for potato salad and taking them to picnics and different events in town. And it just kind of seemed like the whole town of Charleston is eating the potatoes from, and that is so cool.
It is cool.
I love it.
And we want to continue to bring those specialty products to market as much as possible.
Yeah, we're not going to be a full service produce store and have everything. We are going to specialize and do those things that kind of just make your life just a little bit better.
Yes, and we'll keep doing that.
So one of the things that we did this week, which was another big step, was to add another market.
And we'd talked about wanting to do that. We wanted to add, once we had some more availability with our schedules, we'd talked about adding more markets, and we did it.
We did, yeah. It may seem a little bit crazy because they're back-to-back Friday and Saturday now. We have markets back-to-back, but we did it and we survived.
We did. And actually, it was interesting from my perspective in preparing for scones. I did all of that on Thursday and I went ahead and prepared both the Thursday and Friday ingredients and packaging and all of that. So it kind of made my Friday a little easier.
Yeah, I think it was on the scone end. On the produce end, it was not so much. Yeah, and It's like 300 degrees out. Well, maybe not 300, but it's close to 100 degrees right now.
That's
and
true.
As many of you probably are in the same kind of heat wave that we've been in. We got back from the Casey Market. We went to Casey Market Time, which is about 10 miles from
yes.
our house, just a little under 10 miles. So about the same distance as Charleston. And so when we got back from that market on Friday, then I had to go out in the heat and pick vegetables for the Saturday market for Charleston.
Right.
So, you know, that and it was the first time we did it. So we'll probably do a better job, but I want stuff fresh. The scones we got up on Friday morning for the Casey Market and baked for that market. And Saturday we got up again and baked again at 3:30 a.m.
And I think that's going to work out nicely for us.
Yeah.
We loved attending the Casey Market.
Mm-hmm. They were so nice.
Extremely nice folks. Both the vendors, the market staff, the customers, everyone was just extremely nice and pleasant to work with.
Yeah,
so
they really were.
We appreciated that very much and look forward to continuing our presence at the Casey Market Time.
Yeah, it was a very good experience, and they have a beautiful setting.
They do.
And any of you who are familiar with the Casey area know that they're known for the big things.
Yes.
And it's a small town, but they have all of these Guinness World Book of Records, like we could see the biggest rocking chair.
Right.
Like the world's biggest rocking chair, which is totally cool. So we saw a lot of people getting pictures of that and stuff. So that was awesome. But it was a beautiful setting, beautiful gardens. We were in the shade.
So very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
And I look forward to going back next week and continuing to be there throughout their season.
Yep. So one more step.
One more step. So that's kind of a quick update, but a lot has happened
in
this
business.
Yeah, we
packed a lot in about a week.
We did, and we're excited to see what comes next.
We are.
And we'll share that with you right here on the podcast.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.